From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Friday, April 3rd.
First, today is the last day of our spring fund drive, so your support is needed now more than ever. Make a donation today at mynspr.org and support public radio in the North State.
Coming up in news, millions of student loan borrowers who had hope for loan forgiveness under the Biden administration will need to resume payments soon.
Also, a new bill making its way through the state legislature aims to reduce traffic collisions with animals.
And it's construction season for the city of Chico, and that might mean delays for drivers as road projects get underway.
But we start at the White House. California's top Democrats are vowing to fight an executive order President Donald Trump issued earlier this week to federalize vote-by-mail ballots. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more.
Trump's order would put federal checks on how states administer elections, following unfounded claims of widespread voter fraud. Instead of state officials, federal departments would establish a list of eligible voters, and the U.S. Postal Service would be tasked with sending out ballots with a new barcode. Kim Alexander with the California Voter Foundation says the order would fundamentally change the state's process just months ahead of an election.
I think it's trying to undermine voters' confidence in vote by mail. I think it's trying to make elections difficult, especially for states that utilize vote by mail, which happen to be, for the most part, states that lean Democratic.
California leaders, including Governor Gavin Newsom and Senator Alex Padilla, say the order infringes on states' rights to administer elections. The state's Attorney General Rob Bonta has said he'll fight the order in court. Federal judges blocked Trump's previous executive orders on elections, saying he doesn't have the authority to regulate voting. Around 89% of California voters cast their ballots by mail in the 2025 special election, according to the Secretary of State's office. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
Climate scientists are increasingly concerned about wildfire risk in California following this week's dismal snowpack measurements in the Sierra Nevada. According to reporting by CalMatters, experts at the University of California believe that little snow in the mountains could lead to a longer fire season this year. They also say it may offer a preview of what the state could look like at the tail end of this century as human-caused climate change continues to raise global temperatures. CAL FIRE says many factors play into wildfire risk, including climate change, dry winds, and lightning and heat waves.
Millions of borrowers enrolled in a Biden-era student loan repayment plan are being notified that they'll need to switch to a different and likely costlier option. The Department of Education said in a press release that more than 7 million people with federal student loans had enrolled in the now-defunct SAVE plan. It would have drastically lowered payments for many and canceled loans altogether for others. The Trump administration said the plan was ended by the courts and would have cost taxpayers more than $300 billion over 10 years. Borrowers will have 90 days from July 1st to pick a new repayment option.
A new bill making its way through the Capitol aims to reduce wildlife collisions on California roads by changing how transportation projects are planned. Studies show California drivers hit tens of thousands of animals every year, causing injuries and costing the state hundreds of millions of dollars. Carrie Lacey with the Nature Conservancy says there's already a proven solution, wildlife crossings.
When wildlife crossings are paired with fencing, they can reduce those collisions and reduce those numbers and save the state money by almost 97%.
The bill would require Caltrans to plan for a wildlife crossing similar to how it does for roads and bridges, with the goal of making highways safer for both drivers and animals.
Finally, construction season is starting in the city of Chico, and officials say drivers should expect delays as projects begin around town. The city announced on Thursday that it plans to spend more than $29 million on fixing roads, bridges, and improving neighborhood infrastructure. One project that kicks off this month is on Eaton Road and Floral Avenue at the north end of town. The city plans to put a roundabout at the intersection.
And those are your headlines for Friday, April 3rd. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Ken Duvall.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.
And really, don't forget to make your donation to NSPR.